Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic is Post-COVID-19 Survival Guide Part 1. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms chapter 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I was impressed with my family using the scripture when the Lord first dropped today's message in my heart. I must confess that I ignored the message for a few days. But the words will not just stop playing around in my head. So today I bring you a message from the Lord. Looking at things from a natural standpoint, as the COVID-19 phase gradually passes, the entire world is going to be left in immense difficulty. Entire continents have already announced recessions. The WHO has announced famines akin to those in biblical times. There are all sorts of predictions of doom and gloom. My dear listeners, these things will happen. Sadly, just bearing the appellation Christian without more will not exempt you. The Lord spoke clearly to my heart. He said, "It is only the children who allow me to be their shepherds that will thrive in the days that are coming." That scripture says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What it is really saying is, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack anything. My dear listeners, as simple and as elementary as this sounds, this is the secret to living a life of dominion in the coming days. The Lord must indeed be your shepherd. A shepherd directs, and the sheep will not argue with his leading. Sheep do not wake up and decide what direction they want to go. That is the work of the shepherd. Sheep do not know where to find still waters until the shepherd has shown them the way. Sheep who want to stay alive do not impose their desires on the shepherd. They listen for the shepherd's voice and move in alignment. My dear listeners, now more than ever before, as believers, we must die to ourselves, as the Bible says. We must realize that we neither belong to ourselves, nor do we know how to navigate these times. If we will listen and obey the instructions of the Lord, we will thrive in the darkness that the enemy is unleashing in the coming days. The days that are coming are not days for trial and error. They are not days where you think that God is leading you in one direction. The days that are coming are days where you should know what the Spirit of God is saying to you. Accurate hearing and accurate seeing. These things can no longer be business as usual, my dear brothers and sisters. We must sit up, become serious, and learn to hear the voice of the Spirit of God for ourselves. I will continue with this message in the next episode. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for protection, for preservation, for your grace, for your mercy upon our lives. Lord, we pray for the grace to hear you, the grace to hear and obey you in the times that are coming, so that our testimonies will be different from that of the rest of the world. We give you praise, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.